Exactly. Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about the immigration issue, obviously with the president making this push. What do you think that people don't get about the issue with the open border? What is the one thing you think the general public just doesn't understand?
It's such a complicated issue, Tracy. It's obviously hard to deal with a problem that has already happened, and that is our borders have been porous. We have had millions of people come into our country illegally, and now we're trying to find out who is in our country for security purposes, as well as just the need for us to have some balance in our country and a sense that we know who is here. So I think the president's focus on this is very good. I think that we do need to have a regularization of our process, but I think it's very important that we have our national security, that we have a system to detain every person who comes in illegally, who is not from Mexico, and be able to return them to their home countries rather than letting them go, which is what happens now. And I think that the president is right to say we must do something, and I think that Congress needs to work with the president to do the right thing.
I noticed one of the things that you talked about was the folks who are not from Mexico that are coming across. How big a problem is that, that people from other countries are using that porous Mexican border with the U.S. to come in?
It is estimated that 160,000 other than Mexican illegal immigrants have come into our country just so far this year. Many of these people are from the Middle East, they're from South America, they are from China, they're from Indonesia, from all over the world. It has become known that the border on our south with Mexico is porous. And there are instruction sheets now floating around the world about how to get into our country illegally. So this is a security issue for our country now, and we've got to do something that immediately detains these people who are here illegally from not Mexico but other countries, and we've got to deport them. We've got to know who's in our country, and we've got to deport people who come in illegally from all over the world. Many times with intentions to do harm, either criminal acts or terrorist acts.
Do you feel that the Border Patrol and the entire situation with immigration is underfunded? Because that is what we hear from the people inside the Border Patrol and from ICE, that really they don't have the kind of funding to do all of that.
We have increased the funding exponentially in the last 5 years. We've doubled the number of Border Patrol. We've increased the amount of technological support that they have. But we're playing catch-up, and that makes it more expensive and much harder to do. So I think we have to continue to focus on this and put more money into it. We've got to have a Border Patrol that can look throughout the border with Mexico. It's 1,200 miles, so this is very difficult. But it's essential if we're going to get any kind of control, both economically and security-wise, for our country. We must do it, and it's hard because we are playing catch-up. And our Border Patrol is severely undermanned, and we need to continue to beef it up. We have done that with funding, but the actual number of Border Patrol agents that are in the field are still not enough. For instance, they're taking Border Patrol agents from Texas and sending them to Arizona right now. Well, that leaves a huge hole in Texas, and we have the largest amount of miles, 1,200, with Mexico. So we know that we've got to do more and do better.
We hear some politicians saying what we need is a fence, that good fences make good neighbors. Do you see that as an option at all?
I think fences have worked in very high-volume areas. Sylvester Reyes, when he was Border Patrol chief in El Paso, built a fence that's about a mile long, and that was a big deterrent and it did work. There's a fence in San Diego. So I think some fences can be helpful where you have high volume areas, and then you can erect other means of detecting people who are farther down the border in the more remote areas. So yes, I think we need to look at all of these ways that we can see who's coming in, determine what is the reason for the porousness of our border, and try to enforce it.
What do you hear from ranchers? Because I know they call you quite a bit. We've talked about this before, but what are you hearing from them right now, the ones who are up against the border?
Well, the ranchers, of course, are very concerned. They live with this on a daily basis. They see people crossing their private property every day or every week, and they're concerned for their security and their family security, and it's a huge issue for them. And they feel that the federal government has let them down and has not done what they need to do. They can even apprehend people, but sometimes it's hours before a Border Patrol agent can get to them, and that's, again, because they are undermanned. And I think it's important that we know where those people are coming in, and that we have people capable of apprehending them and getting them processed so that we know who they are. And then if they're illegal, of course, sending them back to their home countries.
Okay, that's the questions I had. Senator, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I'll just sum it up and say that I am glad the President is focusing on this. I have talked to Secretary Chertoff, the Homeland Security Secretary, about putting up temporary facilities for the other than Mexicans who are being let go. And we can put those up in a week or two. We don't have to wait until we have the adequate beds that he says will take a year to get. We can't wait a year for another 100,000 people to come into our country from places all over the world illegally. And I think that there are some things that can be done. I hope that they are prepared to do it in the Homeland Security Department, and certainly many of us who are border state senators who know this issue are encouraging Homeland Security to get more serious with more potential ways of solving the problem quicker.